we begin things this afternoon? Well, by talking about the NFL draft and more with a guy who hopes to get a call this weekend to continue his football career. He was one of the most exciting players, I think, in the history of University of Maine Black Bear football as a wide receiver, as the nation's best kick return man, Electric Ernie, Ernest Edwards, joining us. Ernest, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How have you been since I last saw you at the end of football season?
I've been pretty well. Just quarantining as of right now. Chilling with the family at home.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that going on. And, of course, one of the things that you and the other Black Bears didn't get to participate in was a pro day, a chance to showcase your skills for those NFL scouts. You've been there in the past to cheer guys on, and that didn't get to happen for you and Manny and other guys this year. But you found other ways to let the scouts know what you can do. Can you talk about how you got the word out on some of those skills that the rest of us have been watching for years?
Yeah, so obviously the pro day didn't go as planned. Bruce Johnson, he actually used to play for the University of Maine. He hit me up saying he could do something back at home. So we both from Rochester. So yeah, he set something up, and it was streamed live. Obviously, nobody could go, so it was a private workout, and it was streamed live. And we had over 12,000 views. I know some scouts was watching it. So yeah, man, it was a good time.
And what was your 40 time in that?
I mean, my first round was 4.44, and my second round was 4.41.
And I've seen you tweet about this. Are there really people out there who would question your speed if they did? I don't think they ever saw you play.
Yeah, that's actually the truth, man. I know a couple scouts in my phone asking me how fast I really was, asking me if I was going to run in the 4.5, and I just kept telling them, you're going to have to wait and see for yourself.
Well, you had such a remarkable career at the University of Maine. Certainly, if you look at those numbers, as I understand, had there been a combine this year, you would have been, in the top six or seven wide receivers with that 40 time?
Yeah. I think the seventh fastest receiver.
That ought to be enough to get some attention right there. So have you been hearing from teams? And can you give us a ballpark idea? How many folks have reached out to you?
Yeah, I heard from a couple teams so far. I think it's either 9 or 10 teams hit me up so far throughout the week. These last 2 weeks, my phone been busy. I ain't gonna lie. As we get close to the draft, man, hopefully I get a call this weekend. I'm just praying for the best, but if I don't, I won't be mad. So I'm just praying.
Well, and as you know, a lot of Black Bears have had that call come before, and it might be the opportunity to get drafted, and sometimes it's worked out pretty well for guys who got the opportunity to go in as a free agent and stick with the team as well. You don't care as long as you get that shot, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm not mad if I don't get drafted. I know after the draft, I can still sign with the team, and I still have the same opportunity as if it was the seventh round pick, so I already know once I get that opportunity, I won't fold nothing like that. So,
well, you've had so many great games in your career and so many great moments as a Maine Black Bear. Is there one game or one play that you look back on as maybe your favorite or your most memorable?
Yeah, I definitely have a most memorable one, and it was just past season. It was that cold game when I ran by the two kick returns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a story behind that one, though. So the first kick return was coming out of halftime. I ran it back, obviously, and none of my family was there. I was getting food at the concession stand, and he missed the first kick return. Then I got a chance to speak with him on the sideline. I told him how they missed it or whatever. I was just being annoying. And then I told him I got them on another one, and then literally the next kick return, I ran that one back. So that was probably my most memorable one.
That was pretty incredible. I remember that well. I also remember what you did in that playoff game at home against Jacksonville State.
Oh, yeah, that was an exciting game. That was definitely one of my favorite games in my career, for sure.
I dare say this. Bob Lucy and I were talking about it last night. Nobody's got these numbers, Ernest, anywhere in the country. 37 touchdowns in your career. The average length of your touchdowns was 41 yards. I can't believe there's anybody in any level of college football that can say that.
Yeah, and that's actually a crazy stat line right there, and that just explains how explosive I am, honestly. But yeah, that's a crazy stat line, 40 hours.
Yeah, and you also, I was kidding, Coach. This past year, you probably, if we had done the numbers, would have had the highest quarterback rating in the country as well, because your percentage of touchdown passes per attempt is pretty incredible.
Yeah. I think I was 6 or 7 or something. Oh, no. This year, I was up 4 for 5 this year. Yeah, for sure, man. It's been an exciting year.
I think my favorite one, Ernest, was, and I don't remember where it was on the road, but when you threw the touchdown pass, and if I remember right, you signaled for the touchdown even before the ball was caught. That was great.
Yeah, I think that was the Elon game.
Yes.
Elon or number one of them. But even before that touchdown, number 21 for Elon, I think, so it definitely was Elon. I was talking to him before the play. He was telling me how good I was over there. I was like, yeah, we about to score right here. He was like, no, nah. I was like, it's got to be because of me, too. And as soon as I said that, he hiked the ball. I did that. Yeah.
Well, Ernest, I have to ask you, as you get ready to leave the University of Maine and move on to your professional football career, what was it about your time at Maine that made this the right place? Why was being a Black Bear such a good choice for you?
Yeah. Obviously, coming out of high school, it wasn't my first choice, but I knew I ended up there, and God had a plan for me, and I just followed it. And he didn't leave no remarks on everything that happened in my life. I'm grateful for it. And everything about Maine, man, it's just football and school up there. That's all the focus is. You know what I mean? Nothing no big cities near it. It's just football in Maine. So, and that's what I wanted. I just wanted my focus to be on football, because I knew where I wanted to go in life. Now I got an opportunity right here in front of me this weekend, so I'm excited.
Well, Ernest, I've been doing those games on the radio for 23, 24 years, whatever it's been. For my money, there's never been anybody more exciting wearing a Black Bear uniform. It was a thrill for me to cover every game in your college career. I can't wait to watch you playing on Sundays in the future, so we wish you good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, man. That means a lot to me. Hopefully, if I'm lucky enough, you can see me playing on Sundays.
We're looking forward to it. Ernest, good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. No problem.
That is Ernest Edwards, Electric Ernie, the Maine Black Bears, looking for the call this weekend, along with people like Manny Patterson and other members of that University of Maine football team, with the draft getting underway tomorrow night.